Moose Jaw's growing Francophone community will soon have access to more daycare spaces as a French organization expands its existing childcare venue by nearly 30 spots. Sarah Venz Aulet, president of Centre Éducatif Pomme d'Api, spoke to City Council on March 11 about the discretionary use application the educational organization submitted, which would convert a single-unit home at 333 Amanika Street West into a daycare, preschool called La Petite Pommière. The home is zoned as an R1 large lot, low-density residential district, where daycare centers and preschools are discretionary use. The organization plans to renovate the interior, maintain the exterior and demolish the detached garage for 4 staff parking spaces. Following the presentation, council unanimously voted to approve the application. Zelka Zivkovic, the director of Centre Éducatif Pomme d'Api, was also present. Presentation. The existing daycare in École du Charme School at 340 Amanika Street West, which opened in 2007, offers 28 child care spaces and is across the street from the home, while the proposed daycare would offer another 28 spaces, 10 toddlers and 18 preschoolers, and open in November, Venz Aulet said. The organization submitted a community needs assessment report to the Ministry of Education last spring asking for more spaces, and in October, received approval to expand, she continued. There is a high demand for Francophone childcare spots. We have very long waitlists that the current location cannot accommodate, Venz Aulet remarked. This, as a pressing issue that requires immediate attention and action. If families do not have access to a French-focused daycare, that undermines the preservation of the language and culture, she continued. Furthermore, families need access to a licensed Francophone child care venue since it builds cohesion and contributes to the community's richness and diversity. There are 70 Francophone families on a waiting list, although there are more who want to join, said Venz Aulet. While the organization prioritizes French residents, if there is space, it will also accept English families. The spots can be filled easily, especially with a subsidized grant. There is a high need and high interest, she added. The organization's next step is to acquire a building permit, while it is already working with consulting firm 1080 Architecture to prepare renovations and ensure all licensing and bylaw requirements are met, Venz Aulet said. The firm will work from May to September, while the daycare will purchase furniture and recruit 4 staff members. An assistant director and supervisor have already been hired, in October before opening registrations in November. The daycare has suggested several ideas to address the expected traffic concerns, she added, including locating staff parking away from pickup and drop-off areas, applying to City Hall for a mid-block crosswalk, applying for an in-front loading zone, installing bike racks for parents, putting a crossing monitor at the nearby intersection, asking for a speed limit reduction to 30 km per hour from 40 km per hour, reducing speed limits. Count. Doug Blanc asked city administration about the daycare's suggestion of reducing the street speed limit. While he wasn't opposed to that, he wondered, if the request was successful, how that would affect other school zones, parks and playgrounds in the community. Bevan Harleton, Director of Operations, replied that with the completion of the new transportation master plan, one recommendation is to reduce speeds in those areas to 30 km per hour. That is something administration will bring to a future council meeting. Loading zone or crosswalk? Count. Jamie Logan wondered why the council report said the daycare could have either a loading zone or crosswalk but not both when both would benefit the area. Michelle Sanson, Director of Planning and Development, said the lot isn't wide enough to accommodate both options, while there isn't enough property setback space to install a crosswalk and meet transportation regulations. Blocking driveways. Another daycare in Moose Jaw is frustrating some homeowners because parents' vehicles block area residences' driveways and prevent them from going to work in the mornings, Blanc said. However, he didn't think that would be a problem on Amanika Street West. There are no street driveways, and while residents use alleys to access their properties, there won't be any drop-offs or pickups in the back, Venz Aulet said. Instead, there will be a loading zone in front, while parents with school-age kids can park across the street. Furthermore, it's unlikely that daycare kids will need to attend the school because the new childcare center will be a standalone operation with its own fenced outside play area, she added. Even taking the kids across the street to the playground is considered an off-site excursion and requires parental approval. The next regular council meeting is Monday, March 25.